Message 3 was received at 3:40 a.m. today.
Hey, Alex, it's Mickey.
Overnight, we heard again from Slate's late-night web columnist, Mickey Kouse.
On Hardball last night, Chris Matthews asked Howard Dean if he were president, he would want to see Osama bin Laden tried in the world court or by a U.S. military tribunal. And Dean said, "You know, the truth is it doesn't make a whole lot of difference to me as long as he is brought to justice." Hugh Hewitt, a conservative blogger, thinks that this is a huge gaffe on Dean's part because an international court of law would almost certainly not be able to impose a death penalty. In fact, Hewitt claims that Osama bin Laden would get 30 years and a fine, so he could walk free eventually. I tend to think this isn't such a big gaffe. Well, you might say that this could conceivably be Howard Dean's Willie Horton. Remember, Willie Horton was the convicted rapist who Michael Dukakis paroled. I tend to think the legitimacy of this gaffe is limited because we really don't want to bring Osama bin Laden to trial anywhere, in the world court or in a U.S. court. That would only give him a global media platform. We probably want him killed. Barring that, I suspect if we caught him, the Bush administration would just as soon hold him secretly and debrief him rather than give him a world platform. In fact, I tend to think that if we have to give bin Laden a trial, if we capture him, we might choose not to capture him at all. Better leave him out there at large and relatively underpublicized while we try to roll up his organization. I mean, it's not as if Howard Dean said he'd parole Osama bin Laden the way Dukakis paroles Willie Horton. See ya.
Slate blogger Mickey Kouse. And a note here, some of you are writing to ask, who is this Mickey Kouse and why is he giving opinion on NPR? Well, the answers are these. Mickey is judged by his peers, one of the sharpest political journalists in the country, for his work at magazines like The New Republic and Newsweek. And he's writing now for weblogs or blogs. His is on Slate. Blogs are a still evolving form of journalism on the internet that does involve observation and opinion. We're interested to see what happens with blogs, and we are following Mickey's, and we're committed to offering plenty of other opinion, too.